Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks so very much for the great job you're doing keeping America rolling along. Especially our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, getting the job done. How about our bulk mail haulers bringing the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices so it can be delivered to your mailbox? And, of course, there's the suicide jockeys loading up the gas and the diesel to bring it to your neighborhood gas station so you got gas to get to work. And I'd like to give another special shout-out tonight and start out letting you know about all the people working for American Airlines. We understand we have a bunch of people listening to us down in Sarasota as well as up here in Tampa. Thank you so very much, and we appreciate you very much for listening to the program. Now, you can also follow us on Facebook, the original Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, and Truth Social as at Captain's America. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And you can find us with our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now, from high on the mountaintop up there, Tarpon Springs, it's Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
How's your view?
Not much to see at the moment. It's pretty dark out there.
Well, I thought you could at least see the lights from the airport, the planes taking off and landing. They fly pretty much by your front window up there, don't they?
Back window, but yeah.
All right, okay. Now, listen, I want to play about 34 seconds of a little bit of audio I've got from Joe Biden last night, who gave a speech in the aftermath of the gun shootings. Here is what he had to say.
Fed up with America's high rate of deadly mass shootings, the president urged lawmakers to act on gun control.
How many more innocent American lives must be taken before we say enough? Enough.
He also offered assurances to law-abiding gun owners.
This is not about taking away anyone's guns.
The president pleaded with Congress to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, or at least raise the required age for buying semi-automatic firearms to 21. Yet he acknowledged those measures don't have enough support in the Senate. Greg Clugston, Washington.
I don't think any of his proposals have support.
Got interest, and there's some that have support. Here's, Democrats want to eliminate the Second Amendment altogether.
Yes.
So there's going to be some out there, whatever comes to the floor in the House. For some Democrats, that can be enough. There are other Democrats that don't want anything to come to the floor because they're sitting in some very contested races during the midterms, and they don't want to hurt their chances of being elected. And so whatever comes out of the House, we're going to fall on the floor in the Senate. However, in the Senate, you've got a bipartisan thing going on here, with all these proposals going back and forth. But here's, you know, what they're talking about, and they continue to say, is gun control. What is that? What does that mean? It's a concocted term by the gun control. Point, it ought to be criminal control, because, you know, Sharon Uvalde did all kinds of before he triggered.
Mm-hmm.
Same is true with this. Hospitals are gun-free. You can't bring a weapon into, you know, a hospital. You see, criminal control. This cat in...
All right, I think
had all the...
I think you're chopping up a little bit there, so try it again, because I didn't catch all of what you just said.
Oh. Hello?
I'm there. Go ahead.
Oh. This guy in Tulsa turned to issues. There are kinds of threats and phone calls. So,
okay.
You know, for those people that were shot.
Okay, you are definitely chopping up a little bit, so I'm going to put you over here on hold to see if you can make the adjustment, because I didn't hear but like every other word of what you just said there. We got about 30 seconds where we take the break, but I'll give you about 10 seconds to see if you can figure out what's going on there. But the thing of it is, folks, is guns... are not what's at stake here. What's at stake are the people that are getting these guns, and some of the people with the mental problems that they've got. We have to do a better job of vetting these people. We really do. And a lot of these people are getting through right now because nobody's saying anything about them or about what they've done to get themselves in the position that they're in. So there you go. All right, and Denise is calling back right now. Let's go over there. Okay, try it again. Are you there? Say something, anything. Okay, I don't hear you.
Test.
All right, there you are. Hold on. All right. Okay, something screwy's going on there. But anyway, it is what it is. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, and we'll see if we can make this work so you can hear what's going on there, because... you were hearing what I was hearing. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$100,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
All right, well, the right after this is telling you that this segment is brought to you by Geico, Geico Insurance. Now, Geico has insured right now over 25 million people, and they're in their 85th plus year of doing business. I happen to be one of them that has my policy with them. And your local Geico office or the website, Geico, GEICO.com, can help you find coverage for almost anything that you own. Now, they'll offer coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. But where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance with your automobile insurance, and you will save a boatload of money. So, check them out online, Geico, GEICO.com, or look them up in a phone book, give them a call, or go to the website, get the phone number there for your local agent, and see what they can do to help you. After all you have to save is money. All right, back to Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Now, the great network, the great blue network, CNN, we used to call it the Communist News Network, and then it was the Clinton News Network, has delivered some devastating news, a big-time blow, if you will, to Biden and the Democrats for the possibilities of winning anything. And that is the fact that Joe Biden yesterday, again, just when you thought it couldn't get any worse, he shows up with a disapproval rating of 68% on the gas prices that are out there. And only 31% of the people approve of the job that he's doing. It's like, my God, can this guy get any worse?
You know, I've said often that people in the federal government, especially in the leadership and the, you know, those that lead the agencies and departments, they're there and they're paid to get things right, including this White House. This White House is in chaos. I don't care what anybody says, it's absolutely in chaos.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people that are leaving the White House, Kamala Harris has already had a bunch of people leave her orbit. They had to bring over John Kirby in order to handle the Pentagon, in order to handle the press office, and that hasn't even working out. So it's nuts. Now, going issue by issue, he's not done anything to solve any issues in foreign policy. None. He's got no plan except to just keep throwing money and weapons at Ukraine. Nothing is, and that's what, you know, fine or not fine, but nobody's punishing Putin on this. Not nearly enough.
Mm-hmm.
This throws fictions. He's not had discussion that I can see with Israel. And he's really kind of floundering out there. He's done nothing on the southern border, nothing when it comes to immigration. He's done nothing about inflation. He's done zero about, you know, he had this speech about, you know, air quote gun control, but he didn't speak anything to law and order.
Mm-hmm.
We obviously have none.
Right.
We haven't done anything about supply chain. This White House has not spoken about the failing education system, where that's going to go. There's virtually nothing. And each of those things affects both in a different way. And there's a lot of is not saying why his numbers are low. I think they're really just kind of throwing it all into inflation. Inflation at this point, I'd say 50% of it is based on fuel, oil and gas. And he's not addressed the least, not zero. In fact, he's getting ready to fly to Saudi Arabia and decide they may take a meeting with him. And to beg OPEC to more. Think about that. We care about our clean air over here, so we don't care about clean air in the Middle East. And we'd rather give oil and gas to Saudi Arabia and OPEC and the United States. Now just think about that for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't literally see any kind of solution that this White House is fixing, or that they have, on any kind of issue. And I think CNN, they know it, but they won't fully explain it. They're just saying it's your poll numbers, it's your poll numbers. But they won't say where the failures are. There lies your reason. You've got a hiring crisis, you got a people mm-hmm. crisis, mm-hmm. you've got a pump crisis, you got a sanction crisis,
mm-hmm.
you've got a supply chain crisis, and
but
not going anywhere.
Let me throw this out there, because this is an interesting analogy, then we'll move on. Just how bad is the red tsunami going to wipe out the Democrats this fall? Well, here's a statement of fact, folks. When 75% think the economy is just fair or worse, and right now that number's at 85%, the White House loses. In 2014, they lost 13 seats. In 2010, it was 63 seats. And in 1994, it was 54 seats. That's what they're looking at.
Well, yeah. Now, you know, the other person that's not helping any of this is Nancy Pelosi.
Right.
You know, she's he's a driver of representatives across the United States, and she's not on that one at all. Which I'm, we don't like her. We understand that, but we don't, for the sake of the country and the sake of the imbribability, we don't want these people to fail us. And they are. They have these hidden agendas, the Green New Deal and union, everything's got to be pro-union and whatnot. And their policies, their backdoor policies by fiat, is what's hurting the country. So that's where they're failing. And we don't want failure in the United States. But we're concentrating on Supreme Court decisions on abortion. We're concentrating on making sure that, everything is politically correct to go down the whole wokeness path with, the rainbow bullets and the Marine Corps. So what does that do to fix the problem? You know what I'm saying? I mean, nothing.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have something called the Protect Our Kids Act that's also sneaking around there, which is going to increase the minimum age for buying certain semi-automatic rifles that will encourage states to pass the red flag laws and will include federal offenses for gun trafficking, amongst other measures. And they believe that's their answer to solving that problem, instead of just going out there and solidifying the school doors.
Putting additional security and doing all these things at the school still doesn't stop the problem. You want to stop the problem so you don't have to lock down the schools, and we're not doing that. Mm-hmm. Why do we have to lock down schools and hospitals? You see what I'm saying? Why are we doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Because we got nutty people out there with weapons of all kinds of sorts, whether it be a knife or a car or a gun.
Well,
we're not addressing this.
To be continued later. Here comes the music, and I will talk to you tonight. All right, Denise Simon.
All right, everybody. Good deal.
Yep, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com. Founderscode.com. Go over there and read the articles that she writes and puts out there for you to take a peek at. And I'll be back with our military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
During his speech to the American people, President Biden urged Congress to make a number of moves to reduce gun violence in wake of several mass shootings in the country.
We need to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. And if we can't ban assault weapons, then we should raise the age to purchase them from 18 to 21.
The speech follows last week's shooting by an 18-year-old gunman who killed 19 children and two teachers at an elementary in Uvalde, Texas, and another shooting on Wednesday in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where a gunman shot and killed four people and himself at a medical office. A 911 dispatcher has been fired after hanging up a call coming from inside the top store in Buffalo, New York, where a gunman opened fire, killing 10 people. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy it is, and it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy can be found online by going to NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu to find out more about them. And we'll tell you more about them after they tell you about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you and train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. Now, that's a very, very, very important job in the key essential ring of keeping aircraft up and flying, which is very important. Now, the website to find out more about National Aviation, first of all, is NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Now, once you do that, check them out, pick up the phone and call them and ask to take the tour at either one of their locations. Now, they have one in Clearwater, Florida. I'm here in Tampa on the east side of Tampa Bay. They're in Clearwater on the west side of Tampa Bay. So give them a call at 800 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour and see what they can do for you. Now, Clearwater, Florida is one campus. The other one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. Again, call them up. 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour of the campus. Now, if you're really smart and you want to do this right, go to both campuses and then make up your mind on where you want to go based on that trip to learn to become an aviation maintenance tech. In 14 short months, they will have you out and working and making a lot of money. Is there travel involved? Sure. If you want to travel, you can travel all around the world. If you want to stay domiciled, say, in the U.S., you can do that. Maybe you want to be domiciled in Paris. Yeah, you can do that, too. How about London? Maybe you want to be domiciled there. That can happen. Whatever. Whoever you go to work for, however you make it, they can make it happen. It's just that simple. So, one last time, National Aviation Academy website, NAA.edu. Two campuses to serve you and train you. Clearwater, Florida. Concord, Massachusetts. Their phone number is 800-659-2080. Give them a call. See what they can do. Well, with coronavirus pandemic restrictions lifting across most of America, federal officials and housing advocates are hoping their efforts in coming months can lead to a significant decline in the number of veterans experiencing homelessness. A lot of them around. A lot of them living under bridges. A lot of them living in the woods. Maybe up behind your home for all you know. Terrible thing. We need to take care of them. And by the way, Air Force Secretary Frank Kendall said that lower-cost unmanned platforms are the key to closing any capability gaps created by reducing the fleet in the near term, while the service invests in capabilities that will enable it to compete with peer adversary China in the long term. Now, the LCS Littoral Combat Ship, USS Sioux City, has become the first LCS to deploy to the Middle East. This ship is now operating in the Red Sea to bolster maritime security and partner capacity building. Can't wait to see that out there with a bunch of allied ships. Now, the U.S. military may need to reorganize to fight future wars. They've been talking about doing this for a while. They've been doing a lot of studying, some of which you know about, some of which you don't. I've actually seen them in their cars at or near military installations, taking pictures and writing down notes and doing videos of activities with government plates on them. So you knew they were doing something related to what the units were that they were watching. And after a two-year hiatus, charges for standard meals are back at the Department of Defense Educational Activity Schools outside the continental U.S. Parents will once again start paying for school meals at the overseas DOD schools. No surprise there. Get ready. Now, the laydown of U.S. troops in Europe will depend on how the Ukraine war ends. The number of American troops stationed in Europe has swelled from 80,000 to nearly 100,000 this year, as Russia's invasion of Ukraine has thrown the continent's security into turmoil, and there's a possibility that this increased presence could last beyond the war. I think it will. A lot of other people do too. Now, an annual U.S.-led naval exercise in the Baltic region that starts this weekend could allow Finland and Sweden to demonstrate their maritime prowess, potentially underscoring the contributions they might make as new NATO members. I'm sure that they're up to the task, and I'm sure we'll be seeing some really good things from those countries in the days and weeks to come. Now, the Biden administration has announced that they plan to sell Ukraine four of the MQ-1C Grey Eagle drones that can be armed with Hellfire missiles for battlefield use against the Russians. We'll see how long it takes for them to get that. And you notice I did say sell. So they're selling them, not just giving them something. By the way, the Biden administration will send Ukraine $700 million in new military aid, including high-tech, medium-range rocket systems that Ukrainian leaders have been asking for quite some time as they struggle to slow down or stall the Russian advances in the Donbas region. Now, these will be the HIMARS precision rockets. We'll see what they do with them. Also, one last little thing here before we have to go to break. The Biden administration will send Ukraine the IRIS-T modern air defense and radar systems as well, coming to them. And those are actually coming from Germany. Germany will have theirs replaced by the United States. How about that? We heard yesterday that Germany plans on buying some 75 warcraft. They're starting to bolster things up, folks. Getting ready for whatever's going to come. Will it be war? Maybe. Maybe. But we sure hope not. Because this war has nowhere to go but down. And quickly. Quickly. Now, when we come back, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be with us. And, of course, it's always a pleasure to be able to talk to him because we have a lot of business news that you probably wouldn't believe we'd have, but, yep, we got it. We're going to talk to him about that, so don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's a Friday morning. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Found it! The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Okay, I got a monkey wrench here. Maybe I can lock it in that way. Alrighty, welcome back, folks, to the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning edition. This portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Now, Moss Acura is one of the dealerships in the Moss Family Automotive Group, and they happen to be located here in Tampa on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan. Now, I will tell you that they get customers just like the Nissan dealers from all over the state of Florida, including outside the state of Florida, because people come here because of the deals that they can't get elsewhere. One of them is the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, for veterans, for first responders, as well as church pastors, where they all get great deals offered to them for their service to the community and to the country. Now, Moss Acura also has Moss Care, which means you get free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. And let's not forget that they also will do what they can wherever you're at to come help you out with your vehicle. If it breaks down, say, on the side of the road or whatever the deal is, they helped a friend of mine here a couple of weeks ago up in, Hernando County on I-75, and brought him a vehicle, and that was that, and away they went, and it all worked out really good. So they will do the best they can to work with you and help you out. And all I can tell you, folks, is I've done business with a lot of car dealers. The Moss Family Automotive Group, they are the very best, and they know how to take care of people. So check them out, MAUSAcura.com. That's Moss, MAUSAcura.com. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is back with us. Hello, Mr. Watchdog.
Morning.
The financial situation right now could be better, a lot better. And Joe Biden has apparently decided now to give Saudi Arabia's leaders what they want. The question is whether or not he'll get anything useful in return. We are going to buy more oil from Saudi Arabia, which I think is stupid, instead of producing it ourselves.
What? Well, I got it. It's just, Joe Biden's 2024 slogan, make OPEC great again.
Thank
it's
you.
Just that simple. You know, that's we've done. We've made OPEC great again. You know, the funniest thing about that announcement yesterday, and this is part of the BS that you're being told, everybody is talking about, oh, we got embargoes on Russian oil and the Europeans are not going to be buying it. Somebody is, because Russia agreed to pump more oil yesterday. They're a part of OPEC. They're going to pump more, too. So somebody's buying their oil. So this whole thing is an absolute, utter farce. You're being played, people. This is by design.
Yes.
Just that simple. And until people get their arms wrapped around this and start using their brains and understanding, you know, who they put into office here and what's happening here in this country, you know, nothing's going to change.
Right. You're right. And I will tell you that there's a lot of people working extremely hard as the numbers came out there. Plus, they're training more poll workers than they've had before. They're going to have more people actually watching what's going on, working in the polls, which is a good thing. About time they woke up and realized that had to be done, because I did work the polls back in 2000 and, let's see, 6, I believe it was, yep, 2006 down in Sarasota County when I was down there, just to see what it was like, to see what they had to go through. It wasn't that difficult, wasn't that hard, and I learned the system.
Yeah, but listen, you know, Republicans have got to be more aggressive when it comes to getting out the vote and doing what Democrats have always done in places. You know, but I don't care if you got to bus people to polls like they do. Do what you got to do? I mean, for crying out loud, you know, your competition is doing it. You might as well follow suit, for crying out loud. And I've watched, many national elections where bumbling and stumbling, whether it be McCain, Romney's, you know, campaign was an absolute joke. A disaster, and his get-out-the-vote system was well behind Barack Obama's. I mean, you got to get the right tech people involved. You got to be reaching out. You got to be getting your message involved. And it needs to start now. But again, you have to offer as a party alternatives. What are you planning on doing? Rick Scott has gone out. He's actually put some ideas together, and
yes.
You know he's trying to get something going. And again, it's common sense. Type things that he's putting forward. You need to have this. You need to have some solutions to the problem. Again, you can make oil go down $20-$30 a barrel if we just decided to change direction as a country. But I'm telling you how confident, you know, that that's not going to happen. You know, certain businesses are. Yesterday, General Motors announced that they're lowering the cost of their electric vehicle, the Chevy Volt, even though they're going to lose more money on it because of their input costs are going up. They're the only EV that's lowering it. So they obviously, because Government Motors, they must realize that they're going to get some sort of subsidy or handout to help make up for that. I don't know if the Republicans are in on this trick too and what's going on, but something's amiss here. They really want to force electric cars down everybody's throat and get everybody going in that direction.
Well, you're absolutely right. And yesterday, Joe Biden's energy secretary, Jennifer Granholm, said that gas prices are here to stay above $4 a gallon, and they're not going to go down at all anytime in the unforeseeable future. After Janet Yellen earlier in the week had said, well, by the end of the summer, the prices should be down a little bit. No, they're not. They're not going down at all as long as this clown Biden and his compadres are in the White House. It's not going down at all.
It's all by design, Captain. You know.
Yes, I do.
You know, it's that simple. It's, you know, it's by design. So, this is what everyone should expect. I mean, it's just, you voted for this, all right? That's the reality.
Not me.
Oh, not you, but, you know, the country did.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I get this, and we'll see what happens because right now, OPEC Plus, that's what they're calling themselves now, you know that. OPEC Plus, is out there, and they're boosting their oil production, they say, because of the Russian oil, the missing of the Russian oil. But we know the Russians are still pumping the oil. It's just going somewhere else.
Exactly. And that's, and then they're going to pump more. And, yeah, listen, OPEC doesn't want the price of oil to go too high. They're loving this right now.
Sure.
But they don't want it to go too high because they know that there'll be a breaking point. If they, you know, if say barrel oil goes $175 a barrel, they know that there'll be too much, too many issues, here in this, country where people will start flipping out, and then the United States will change the direction and start, producing more oil again. They don't want that to happen. I mean, they didn't like it when Trump was president and we were energy independent. They most certainly like it now in the position they're in. Because again, for all intents and purposes, they kind of own us. I mean, we go and we've got to beg OPEC to do more to get the price down, rather than do things ourselves, which to me is kind of pathetic and sad.
Well, Biden, back during his presidential campaign, called the Saudi Arabians things like pariah. He was incensed about the killing of Jamal Khashoggi at the direction of the Saudis back in 2018 when he was around and all that. And the fact of the matter is that he's now suddenly going to go over and kiss up to the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman in Saudi Arabia to try to do even more business with them.
Joe Biden's got to go over there and meet with them. I mean, hopefully there's been some talk about a truce with Yemen, and that's been a very, very bloody conflict for a very long period of time, and hopefully that will get resolved. But, again, you know, the Saudis have owned us for a long time because of, the fact that, you know, we need that energy. It comes out of the ground. It's, you know, it's part of the grand scheme of things as far as the globe. We got away from that. We took the power away from OPEC, but we decided to give it back to them.
Mm-hmm. Well, we didn't. The cabal did. And if we were still around and had anything to do with it, we would be energy self-sufficient.
Oh, like I said, you know, that's what we need to be. We need to be self-sufficient. We need to be on our own. This is, you know, this is what we could be. We're there. You know, we have everything there. We could, you know, right now we could be saviors, you know, to the world when it comes to agricultural products and energy, and we're not.
Yes, sir. I will talk to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great day, and don't pay too much for gas.
You got it.
All right, see you later. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, our good friend, and we appreciate him very much. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.